Carol was supposed to go for 3 minutes, but she's told us that she's going longer, and since she's a mayor, who might argue? So, Mayor LeClaire.
Thanks, Justin. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the All Candidates Forum. So glad to see everybody out here. I, too, would like to acknowledge that we are on the traditional unceded homelands and territory of the Tsimshian. We share this beautiful land with the Pitsum and Kitsum-Kalum people. I want to say thank you for the opportunity for allowing me to be your mayor for the last 4 years and also for the next 4 years. It truly is an honor and a job that I love to do. We live in an amazing community with many opportunities in front of us. We've just recently had the news of a positive final investment decision for the LNG Canada project in Kitimat and the Coastal GasLink pipeline to bring natural gas from the northeast to the northwest. Is this going to impact us? You bet it is. But we're hoping that lessons learned when Rio Tinto, the Northwest Transmission Line, Red Chris Mine were all being built at the same time, that we have been better prepared. We have been busy planning. Transportation, parks and recreation, housing, parking, downtown revitalization, marketing, official community plan, economic development strategy, and other studies are completed or being completed. We know mental health and addictions and vagrancy are issues in our community. We've lobbied the provincial government for help in these areas, and we will continue to do so. Policing is the largest cost in our city budget, and we know that our police force is maxed out. We've initiated the process to increase the number of municipal RCMP assigned to the terrorist detachment. Housing is a provincial issue, but we've lobbied hard to ensure the housing spectrum addresses the various needs in our community. We expect the 52 units, the rapid response to homeless housing on Olson Avenue to open in January, and the Holman Affordable Housing Project to be opened in February or March. Impacts would be a lot easier if we had more money. The Skeena Industrial Development Park is a joint venture with the City of Terrace and the Kitsilis First Nations, and it's a huge priority for the city. The development going on up there is incredible. Millions of dollars are being invested by Kaisheng International Investment Services. Clearing, roads, water, sewer, hydro are part of the development to date, all done by local contractors. This project is important to us because it will grow our industrial tax base. Another revenue stream that we've been working hard on is the Northwest Resource Benefit Alliance, or as we call it, the RBA. The City of Terrace is one of 21 local governments from Haida Gwaii to Vanderhoof who are currently in negotiations with the provincial government. We want an agreement where some of the revenue generated by the regional industries comes back to the municipalities and the regional districts in the Northwest. How important is this? In 2017, Fort St. John, who has a fair share agreement, spent $17 million of non-taxpayer dollars. In the same year, we spent 1.2 to do half a kilometer of road, and we've got over 80 kilometers. Our current and most pressing challenge today is the Terrace and District Aquatic Center. It's very disappointing that the Aquatic Center is not open, and I'm sorry that I don't have an opening date for you yet. The project has been complex and challenging, and despite public pressure to open the facility, the city has an obligation to make sure that the local taxpayers are getting what they are paying for. We cannot accept work that doesn't meet the contract specifications, but we are holding feet to the fire to get this project complete as soon as possible. And once it opens, I think you're going to be very impressed. In December, the new council will get together with the senior management team to set the course for the next 4 years. We know we are going to have to steer our city through the effects of the LNG and the Skeena Industrial Development Park, but we cannot lose sight of the current services and needs in our city. Youth, seniors, infrastructure, climate change, arts, culture, tourism, economic development, sustainability, recreation, transportation, protection services, social issues, and a brand new hospital are part of what lays ahead for us. Your input is important to help us know what is important to you. I want to say a huge thank you to all the candidates who are running here tonight. It's very stressful being up here. I can feel it for you guys. And I just want to say I look forward to the new council, working with the new council. Take care.